In a significant move, 196 suspects are now facing prosecution for offense during Nigeria general election. The Nigeria Bar Association, alongside the Independent National Election Commission, INEC, announced large case hearing in court across Nigeria Monday, 4th March 2024, emphasizing the country's readiness to tackle electoral corruption. Officials from INEC and political parties are among those facing trial. Citizens like Stephen John have widely praised this move as a step in the right direction.
For us to sanitize our electoral system, there's a need for those who, you know, who break the law during elections to be prosecuted, so that will serve as a deterrent for others who want to go the same route.
Electoral fraud has long plagued Nigeria, eroding trust in its democracy. And that's why Nigerians like Igwe Friday are still skeptical.
In a country like Nigeria, election violence, when you take the matter to court, before you know, they'll quash the matter will not go anywhere.
This marks the first time Nigeria pursued charges against electoral offender despite constitutional provision. The Nigeria Bar Association is providing a free legal service to INEC to ensure the effective prosecution of those who undermine the electoral process. Out of the arrests made by the Nigeria police during the 2023 general poll, 215 cases were filed, with 197 of them being electoral offense. All cases are tried in the regular court system, as Nigeria hasn't established an independent electoral offense commission yet. Jide Ojo, an electoral and governance expert, sees political interference as a major obstacle in fighting electoral crimes.
But let's not be too optimistic. These characters in the political class are the primary beneficiary of the electoral offenses. So they are not in a hurry. Because making stringent law or having to establish an independent commission to sit to prosecution, it's like you are shooting yourself in the foot. So they are not in a hurry to ensure that this electoral offenses commission is established through the instrumentality of the law.
Various offenses include conspiracy, vote intimidation, vote buying, and violence were observed during the last election. In Nigeria, electoral crime lacks a defined trial timeline, unlike election dispute resolution, leading to prolonged legal processes lasting months or even years. While cases are underway, Ojo emphasized the importance of breaking the culture of impunity to rebuild trust.
There must be an elite consensus to do away with this issue of electoral offenses. It does not portray us as a civilized people, as a democracy.
As Africa's most populated country in Africa, Nigeria electoral integrity holds a massive significance for the continent. The recent Electoral Act reform of 2022 has laid the groundwork for justice and transparency, offering hope for a future of credible, free and fair election in Nigeria. Will Nigeria government bring it to fruition, the next round of presidential election set for February 2027 might bring some answer. Gibson Emeka for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.